Hey guys, it's Ben Dibler, and today I'm going to be teaching you about the Mayan Empire and how they had a golden age. The Mayans were a civilization that was kind of like the Native Americans, but they weren't nomadic, and they were more advanced. The Mayans first existed around 1300 BC and were one of the most advanced civilizations of their time period. They had a deep understanding of things that other civilizations just couldn't wrap their head around. I'm going to be proving how they had a golden age by talking about peace, prosperity, and progress. These three elements are the things that make up a golden age. Without these three elements, the Mayans wouldn't have become the successful civilization that they once were. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is Mayan geography. They had three main territories: the northern lowlands, the Yucatan Peninsula, and the southern lowlands. Each of these three territories had their own type of architecture, so in like the southern lowlands, they had great stone cities. They also had three main different time periods: the pre-classic era, the classic era, and the post-classic era. The pre-classic was from 1800 BC to 300 BC. This was when the Mayans first formed. The classic era was from around 300 BC to 950 AD. This was their golden age. And the post-classic was from 950 AD to 1500 AD. This is when the Mayans were in decline. Okay, so the first topic we're going to talk about is how the Mayans showed evidence of peace. To begin with, I'm going to talk about the Mayans' origins and how they first started. When they first started, they settled in small villages with basic homes, but around 400 BC, they started to make more complex structures and made entire cities. They also started with hunting and gathering, but later switched to farming as they found out it was more efficient. From around 300 BC to 900 AD was what the Mayans like to call the Classic Era. They grew to having around 40 cities in their empire, and each of these cities had anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000 citizens. In these cities were things like temples, palaces, and even courts for playing games. The temples were basically used like their churches, but were shaped more like ziggurats. And the palaces was where the city's king would stay. Staying on the topic of kings and government, the Mayans developed politics around 300 BC. They had as many as 72 political parties that would interact and trade goods with each other. Instead of having a central government like we think of today, each city would have their own king and set of laws. The kings of these cities were thought to be godlike, and this is also why they thought it was very important to preserve the royal bloodline. In the cities, there were three main social classes: the elites, the middle class, and lower class. The elites and middle class would often live in the city, but the lower class people were farmers and would hardly ever visit the city. The elites and middle class produced goods that they could trade with other cities. The lower class people, who were the farmers, wouldn't live in the city, but close to their crops in a basic house. Half of their house was used for cooking, while the other half was where they would spend their free time. This is also where they would sleep. The men tended to their crops and would often go hunting to get food. Women would keep the house going by doing things like making the family's clothes, doing the cooking, and supply other needs that the men wouldn't want to do. Farming families wouldn't have horses or cattle, so all the farm work would have been done by hand. The next thing I'm going to talk about is how the Mayans were prosperous. Without prosperity, the Mayans couldn't have become a successful civilization. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is Mayan geography. They had three main territories: the northern lowlands, the Yucatan Peninsula, and the southern lowlands. Each of these three territories had their own type of architecture, so in like the southern lowlands, they had great stone cities. They also had three main different time periods: the pre-classic era, the classic era, and the post-classic era. The pre-classic was from 1800 BC to 300 BC. This was when the Mayans first formed. The classic era was from around 300 BC to 950 AD. This was their golden age. And the post-classic was from 950 AD to 1500 AD. This is when the Mayans were in decline. The next thing I'm going to talk about is the Mayan trade networks. They had two types of trade: utilitarian goods, which was things like foods and tools, and non-utilitarian goods, which was things like jewelry and more high-class goods. The middle-class people handled utilitarian goods, but elites controlled and handled non-utilitarian goods. Their shorter trade networks would run north and south, but longer ones ran east and west. This is also how they connected their cities. their trade didn't only move goods, but moved people and their ideas too. Since they didn't use animals to move goods, everything was done by hand, or human power. Their trade was also originally done on land, but began to transition over to water as it was much more efficient. Since water was all on the east and west coasts, the inland cities declined and eventually were abandoned, as they couldn't get trade, goods from trades. The canoes they used to transport these goods were often as big as European sailboats and had a crew of people rowing them. These canoes could also carry much more than European sailboats. The final thing I'm going to talk about is how the mines showed signs of progress. They started off a little rough, but progressed into the classic era where they had their golden age. This progress allowed them to become the empire that they were. Their golden age started around 300 BC and went to around 900 AD. They developed a highly complex system of writing using hieroglyphics. In the system, they had thousands of different symbols meaning different things. They used these symbols to record things that they learned. They also had a system of math and astronomy. Their math system used a system of dashes and dots for numbers. The dashes meant 5, and the dots meant 1. So something like dot dot dash 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 meant 17. They even had a concept of 0, unlike many cultures of the time. This meant they were able to perform much more complex equations than other civilizations. Instead of using increments of 10 for their decimal system, they used increments of 20. Using their math, they developed a highly accurate calendar system that had 19 months, 18 20-day months, and 1 5-day month, for a total of 365 days. They used religious rituals to refine their calendar. These rituals were performed at very specific times for the best results. They also had a separate religious calendar that was only 260 days long. Every time the two calendars coincided, which was once every 52 years, they had a huge celebration. In the celebration, they had games, parties, rituals, and even human sacrifice. They used human sacrifice in this time mainly as a way to show the gods, to show the power of the earthly kings and gods. This wraps up progress and how the Mayans had a golden age. In this podcast, I have proven how the Mayans had a golden age from around 300 BC to 900 AD. They showed evidence of peace, progress, and prosperity, which led them to a golden age. The Mayans were one of the most successful civilizations of the time period and developed things that might not exist today if it wasn't for them. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and this is Ben Darbler signing off. La, 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 la.